Hello, Baby Nation. It is Jack here to tell you that we have just started a very fun new series on the Patreon, and I'm extremely excited to share the first episode with you here so that you can hear what we're up to. First, a little history. ABC's TGIF lineup of shows started on September 22nd, 1989 at 8 p.m. with an episode of Full House, followed by Family Matters, Perfect Strangers, and a truly wild show about a witch babysitter called Free Spirit that was later replaced with Just the Ten of Us. And Tanner and I are going to be watching all of it. Episode by episode, we will conquer the entire lineup of TGIF in order in a permanent Friday evening of forced family fun with no way out except to push through. You can join us on this thrilling, hilarious, and extremely ill-advised journey by subscribing at patreon.com/bsccpodcast for just $5 a month. Not only do you get to hear us unpack the dark secrets and hidden lore of these iconic shows every week, but it's the absolute best way to keep the BSCC Strange Bedfellows Enterprise going. I know this is going to sound like an absurd thing to say about our preposterously silly show, but it's incredibly time-consuming and expensive to prepare for, record, edit, and produce every week. So we are truly grateful for anyone who's able to support us through Patreon. More importantly, we're having tons of fun over there, and we would love for you to join us. Anyway, here's the first episode of our new Patreon show, Oh God, It's Friday. You can find the rest, including a new one every single week, at patreon.com/bsccpodcast. Thanks for supporting the show.
Look out Friday night. Come down to the show. Here we go. Full House family smiles. It's just the two of us, but I want it my way. We'll be here all night. Could be, we'll be here for a year. Strangers to our lives. Friday.
The year is
1989. The day is September 22nd. Jesus,
the day,
Jack, do your homework.
It's September 22nd.
It's a Friday.
Young Jack is 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And
young Tanner's 4.
Is in Columbia, Maryland.
5. I'm 5.
Okay. Well, let's be in the same place.
I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I just said let's be in the same place, I guess.
Oh, I'm in Columbia, Maryland.
Yes. And we are sitting down with a, I don't know, what's a
bottle?
Like an 89, like type, some gushers?
With New Coke. We saw Max Headroom advertising it on MTV.
Yeah. And
and we hate it.
There's an excitement in the air.
Uh-huh.
Because the shows that we know and love are they're packaged up on ABC, I think.
Yeah, we've seen it before.
Yeah, we've seen it before.
But we've never seen it like packaged this up with other shows like
yeah.
it. Family-friendly sitcoms.
Yeah.
That we can watch because you know what, Jack?
What?
We're not young anymore.
We're not.
We've got kids.
Yeah.
We're not going out on Friday nights anymore. We
no.
need something that we can that'll keep us entertained. That
yeah.
that's good for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So what about 2 hours of soft entertainment, light entertainment?
What could be better?
What could be better?
And so that's the beginning of the night, and that's what you're going to experience today, listeners, on the show. We're still working out the kinks. But
that's
you're
what
gonna
you're going to experience for the next 4 weeks.
Yeah. This is so it's still going to be September 22nd, 1989 next week.
Yep. It'll just be a little later in the afternoon, in the evening.
But let's talk about how we got here. Because we did sit down. It's now the commercial break.
Well, let's see. Dan Rosno and Don Putney fell in love.
That's not what I meant. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
What I meant is, so here's where we are. We've finished our new Coke and our gushers.
Yeah, I don't think gushers are out yet.
No,
Fruit
roll-ups. We finished our new Coke and our fruit roll-ups, but we didn't have much time to pay attention to them because we were wrapped in attention in the first block of TGIF.
The first 23
minutes. 23 minutes. We gobbled it down.
Yeah.
And now we're in a lying on our backs trying to make sense of what happened.
Who's the president right now? Is it Reagan?
It's got to be Reagan.
Or is it HW?
It's got to be Reagan.
89?
Reagan.
Yeah.
It's both.
I don't think that's the way it works, but either way, we're sitting in the suburbs. We're enjoying the trickle-down economy.
It's Reagan. Yeah.
It has trickled down to us.
It's trickled down. The economy has trickled down to us, and we're fucking loving it.
Yeah. We're that's swimming good. In New Coke.
We're yeah. swimming in it. It's still the 80s, but I can sense the 90s are really just on the horizon, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They're coming
yeah,
around. Yeah. They're coming around a corner.
Yeah.
It's Full House we watched.
We watched Full House. Welcome yeah. to a new show. It's a new concept in podcasting. It's called Oh God, It's Friday.
Yeah.
And each week we're going to watch a new episode from ABC's TGIF block.
Yeah.
1 week at a time.
Yeah.
One episode and 1 week at a time. So we're starting with, I believe, the 7 o'clock block.
Yeah. Yeah.
On and September 22nd,
next week we'll
1989.
Be doing the 7:30 block.
Yeah.
And then next month we'll do next Friday.
Yeah. So it's going to be a long journey, plenty of episodes
yeah.
to tear through, a lot of variety, a lot of opportunity to create some new lore.
Yeah.
I've already developed quite a bit.
Yes.
So confusingly,
yeah.
on September 22nd, 1989, the debut of TGIF, the TGIF block, they kick things off with Full House, but it wasn't season one, episode one of Full House.
Yeah.
It was season three, episode one.
I think, which works for us, because we got like, it was like peak catchphrases.
Yeah, and there are none of the, none of the messy exposition. I know everything I need to know.
Yeah.
Jesse likes Elvis.
Yeah. Joey's a comedian.
Is he?
Yeah. Do you not? Well, let's say what the episode's called. It's called Tanner's Island. We took a trip to Tanner's Island
yeah.
this weekend.
Welcome.
That's going to be endlessly. I was like, holy shit, Tanner's Island. What are the odds? And it's like, no, the family's called the Tanners. There's going to be a lot of opportunity for Tanner stuff, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely something I didn't hear my entire life growing up. I never heard about how the family in Full House is called the Tanners. And also, guess what? I'm aware that all of you have a dog named Tanner.
Yeah. Okay, that's funny.
But thank you for letting me know.
I'm aware that all of you, when you did a DJ set in college, called yourself DJ Tanner.
Yeah, very funny.
So how familiar are you with Full House, Tanner?
None. I've never
so this
really
is your
seen
first,
it.
This is it. So you...
Like, I have some cultural awareness, yeah. but like for some reason, TGIF passed me by. I've never really seen any of the TGIF stuff.
Yeah.
I think I was too busy watching, like, cartoons or playing video games.
Do you know my experience with Full House? Would you like to know it?
Or should I would
we
like
get
to know.
An episode? Well, there are two distinct phases of my experience with Full House. Phase number one, and you will find this, I think, quite amusing given our history together.
Yeah.
When I moved to the United States when I was 8 years old, I spent a lot of time with my cousin, who was my best friend.
Pip.
And
she introduced you to the Babysitter's Club books.
During the day, I would sit in her room
and, New Coke.
And read her Babysitter's Club books while she watched TV or did whatever it was that she did in
right.
the other parts of the house when I would spend the day at her house. But then come evening time, we would both gather in her bedroom and we would turn on the television.
In the evening time on Fridays?
Especially on Fridays. And we would watch Full House together.
Yes.
So, and Perfect Strangers and Growing Pains and Mr. Belvedere and Just the Ten of Us and a lot of TV. It was a lot more TV than I was allowed by my parents to watch 30 minutes of TV a day and 2 hours on weekends.
I actually think that's maybe why I didn't watch too much TGIF is because I think I was limited in my TV
yeah.
time.
That got blown out of the water when I went over to Pip's house. We just watched yeah. like an entire week's worth of television in a night. It was pretty glorious.
Yeah.
My second later experience with Full House is that when I turned 26,
yep,
and I was working for
a couple of years ago, right?
The famous animal rights organization. And we decided that we needed to try to persuade the Olsen twins, then
yeah.
in their early 20s, maybe a little younger.
Sort of like becoming weird, fashionista aliens.
Yeah, that they should stop wearing fur.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, I came up with a viral campaign, which I called Full House of Horrors, wherein I wrote a episode of Full House that I green screened myself into.
Right, I remember this. You were called Future Man.
Yeah, I was called Future Man. And in order to do that, in order to get like a coherent script of my own that's about a man from the future, Terminator style, going back to convince Michelle when she's a baby that she's going to grow up to wear fur and that she should stop, which was the concept, yeah. I had to watch 100 episodes of Full House.
Had to or chose to?
I chose to, just so
you really
I could, like,
wanted to understand the world.
So that exists somewhere, and we'll, you know, as this episode, I mean, as this series progresses, maybe we'll be able to dig up some of Full House of Horrors to play for the, whatever.
Oh, I would love that. What are we calling them?
I don't know. But just keep that in the back of your head. That exists. It's a real thing. Future Man's in it. I'm naked in it.
Yeah. Well, Future Man, I mean, you, when you go through the portal, you come out the other side naked.
We were using Terminator time travel philosophy.
You went through the big bubble.
And so, you can't travel back in time with your clothes on in Terminator.
Right, or guns or sunglasses.
Yeah.
You have to, like, you find have to a biker bar naked. And be like...
Yeah, give me your sunglasses.
Whatever. Give me your glasses.
Yeah. So that's my history with Full House. I know a lot about it. I know all about this stuff. So I'm going to be your guide here.
I don't know much about it. I'm familiar with Bob Saget from
Dying.
AFV, America's yes. Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
Obviously, we watched a lot of that growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm familiar with Dave Coulier from the Alanis Morissette song.
Not America's Funniest People?
No. Okay. But in that song, Alanis Morissette says that Dave Coulier wine-dined 69er, and then he went and go play golf for a while.
Doesn't she say that?
And that's all Danny wanted to do in this episode.
That's
he
true.
Wanted to wine dine 69 this like beautiful Hawaiian like tour
dancing
guide.
Girl. Yeah. Yeah.
And then his one thing that he wanted to do while he was in Hawaii was go play golf for a while.
Yeah.
Much to the chagrin of his entire family.
He was never able to do that, but I do hope that every time he scratches his fingers down someone else's back that she sees it.
Yeah. So that's all I know.
Yes. Okay, good. All right, well, that's good. So what do you want to tell me what you think is the situation?
Well, it starts with...
Based on jumping in on episode 1, season 3?
It starts in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Which I recognize as like the classic like stomping grounds of the Tanner family.
Yeah.
And the Papadakis, is that what they're called?
No.
Papadopoulos? What's Jesse's last name?
Oh, I've forgotten.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever Jesse and
yeah.
Lori Loughner's last name is.
Yeah.
And Danny Tanner says, you guys moved in here 2 years ago to help raise my children.
Sarah was watching this part with me. He literally says, as you know, you guys moved in here to help me raise my children.
Oh, anyway, I forgot.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Danny.
As you know, you guys moved in here a couple years ago to help me out for a couple months.
And then he says, you can never leave.
Now, of course, you can never leave. Well, let me tell you guys something. We're happy to be here. We love you very much.
And Jesse says, we can never leave? And he says, no.
Right. Interesting.
So it's more sinister than I thought it was.
Yeah. It's like when you... It's like... you know, if you've had your consciousness uploaded into a simulation that repeats itself.
Oh, okay.
And you...
Why
like
would you do that?
You might feel like, maybe it
awful.
Happened to you. But like,
oh, okay.
You might feel like everything's normal, but also some part of you is like, huh, I don't feel like I have the freedom that I'm being made to think I have.
We can never leave. That's right.
Yeah.
So
they're
it could be
imperialists.
That. Yeah.
The Tanner family, the colonists.
They're imperialists. Okay.
Because they've taken over like the far north island of Hawaii, Puai.
Yeah. Okay,
and they've renamed it Tanner's Island.
Yes, that's a good point. Yeah.
So they've really just kind of claimed.
So you've learned that.
Yeah.
So this episode takes place in Hawaii, we should say. So he says, as you know.
Does the whole series not take place in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Because they really set it up that way.
Yeah, you get ready for disappointment in a few weeks' time because they're going to come back to Earth.
Every episode ends with a musical number. Like a long musical number sequence.
This Did this episode have the feeling to you of the show having already long since jumped the shark?
At the end of the episode, Jesse sings like his like thing is Elvis. Like he's obsessed with Elvis, yeah. Which all of you probably know.
Yeah.
But it's new to me.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they end up on stage at like a Polynesian like dance show.
Yeah.
And Jesse sings like some Elvis song about Hawaii. Yeah. And there are literally thousands of people in
thousands
the crowd,
of people.
And they lose their mind when this random guy comes out and starts singing Elvis.
I talked to the band. This one's for you and for Elvis. Rock and blew your heart out, baby.
But the band knows the song?
It's also fucked up. So the they go to Hawaii as a special treat, a surprise for Danny to thank them for 2 years of helping him look after his daughters.
He's surprising his two brothers, Jesse and Joey,
yeah,
and Jesse's wife, who he fucking hates.
Yeah, he clearly dislikes her.
Or maybe girlfriend. I don't know if they're married at this point.
I don't think they're married yet. And they all go to Hawaii, and he's being a real Christie.
He is.
He's I've got this list of shit that like we
it's fun.
All
his clipboard is like, fun.
The rule is because it's a family celebration, we all have to do all the same shit together, no matter what. We can't like split off into groups.
We're gonna do everything together.
Why?
That's a good start. We came here to celebrate our 2 year anniversary as one big happy family. So I have carefully scheduled every minute of every day with everyone's activities. It's all right here on my clipboard of fun.
Yeah.
But don't worry, like we can take it in turns to do something that one of us wants to do. It's like literally the worst plan.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
And then they get stranded on an island.
Right. Tanner's Island.
Tanner's Island.
And then they live on this island. It's like Castaway, right?
Yeah, it's like Gilligan's Island. There are a lot of Gilligan's Island jokes. They're like their level of panic and concern about having been stranded on an island and their boat floats off because Danny didn't tie it up right is not commensurate with
sailor. He's a morning show host.
Seems to have happened.
At one point, DJ Tanner says, "Let's stop fighting and let's turn this island into a place where we can have fun," or something along those lines.
No, exactly. That's
like, no, let's not do that either. Let's get off this island.
Stop fighting. We're all in this together. The whole reason for this trip was to celebrate being a family. We're lucky to have each other. I bet if we start working together as a team, we can make Potato Chip Crumb Island a totally rad place to hang. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm very proud of you, Dee.
And Danny's like, oh, great job, DJ. Like, we're so proud of you. And it's like, no. You rented a boat that has floated away.
Yeah.
And you were stranded on an island, and they build a freaking.
Are we describing the episodes?
Like it seemed like it. Well, yeah, we were.
Oh, okay, I didn't know if we should just like do it in order, but
we can.
We can just do it freestyle.
We could do it in order. What do you like, man? It's your show.
No. Let's keep going.
Okay. They have decided that they're probably going to have to spend the night on the island, but no one's like panicked. Like they're mostly.
No, they're fine.
The real consternation is, there's three children.
In bathing suits. Like, they didn't bring any other clothes.
An infant who keeps saying, how wooed.
They took that from Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
He says that.
Got bad news for you.
And that's IP freely. And George Lucas, he's going to be coming after you because you better believe you can't take Jar Jar Binks's signature catchphrases.
We got a catchphrase from. So Michelle is famous for her.
It's Stephanie who says, how wooed.
Yes. We got how rude from Stephanie. We got some stuff from Michelle, and I can't remember the specific.
She says, the plane, which is a really killer Fantasy Island joke in 1989. Very relatable.
Daddy, the plane.
The plane.
And then we get a real good joke from Joey, who's obsessed with this like Hawaiian resident who keeps like appearing in his fantasies and then eventually
and, like, making eyes at him.
He does get to dance with her at the end, and he looks at her and he says, "Read my hips."
Aloha.
Hey, it's you. I've been looking all over for you.
Would you like to dance with me?
Read my hips.
That's good. He also does a killer Popeye impression.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's out collecting cocoa nuts.
So who's your fave? Who's your guy? Who do you like?
It's hard to say, really. I mean, obviously, I'm a Jesse. We can both say that, right?
You're a Jesse. I'm a Joey.
Yeah.
I think that's probably guy... flipped, actually.
No.
Okay. I'll be Dave Coulier, man. I don't mind.
I think my guy so far might be Michelle. Just like level-headed, like just quip. She's like a quip machine, you know?
She's always got a joke.
It's just like every now and then the camera will just come in tight on Michelle so she can do like, just deliver like a hell of a line.
Okay, is everybody ready?
Ready!
Shh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and she's good at it. And
she
there's
is good
two
at
of
it.
Her. I think as we progress with this, we're going to have to learn to tell apart the Olsons.
Oh, okay. Which one did you think we had this week?
I mean, it could be both.
Oh, wait. Let's see if they list. Oh, right. They probably like child labor laws. They had to like both come in and out of the whole episode.
This is pretty uninteresting, but I have to tell you, when I watched Full House as it was coming out, I always thought there were three Olsons.
Oh, okay. Well, there are three Olsons.
Because in the credits, it says Mary, Kate, and Ashley Olsen.
Mary and Kate
yeah.
had to share a line of credit.
Yeah.
And Ashley got her own.
And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey, everybody. It's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp, except 100% soggier, is going under, both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign, and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows. Have we said, let's say the whole movie.
This one was written by El Jefe.
Okay.
Jeff Franklin.
Okay, El Jefe. Yeah, did this one. Yeah, good. Jeff Franklin.
He's also the executive producer of the whole show.
To get to know these guys, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why he's called El Jefe. That's
it was also
the boss.
SpawnCon.
Yes, and I think, Jack, actually what we should do at the end of every week as our sign-off is also thank the sponsor. for generously providing the funds to make the episode that we watched. Because in a really roundabout way,
yeah,
Northwest Airlines is responsible for this podcast happening.
Yes, that's a really good point. Yeah, if it weren't for Northwest Airlines, there's no way that they would have done episode one of season three in
season
Hawaii.
Season three.
Because how would they have got there?
Right, right. So, yeah. That's
And it felt like SpawnCon. And it felt like SpawnCon for the Hawaii tourism industry.
Yeah. Well. And the Four Seasons, like Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
Where the whole thing was shot. What? They have golf, dancing, and delicious food?
It turns out that they're not actually stranded on an island. They just, like, got to the wrong side of the island they were actually going to.
Yeah, it turns out.
It's like heavily
Hawaii
populated,
is a completely
and there's like
developed
a hotel on it. And like,
yeah. State.
Yeah. And Jesse does a concert.
Jesse does do a concert. He sings Elvis. And that's the other thing is Lori Loughner, whose name I don't know on the show.
Becky.
Yeah. She's in jail now,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
She and Jesse hate one another, and the man that is driving them apart is
Elvis
Presley.
Himself. It's like, it's pretty fucked. I was thinking about this because, so like the premise, their plot line is that basically Becky, all she wants to do is fuck.
Yeah,
and
of course.
And who wouldn't?
Did you see
you've got
Jesse?
John Stamos is your boyfriend. And at first she doesn't think she's going to go on the trip, and then Danny's like, I got you a ticket too. I can't get away from you. So here's
yeah.
a ticket. And she's
now,
like,
I have a question.
Perfect.
Is in the opening, it's got the classic 90s like opening credit roll where everyone like is doing their thing and then they look at the camera and smile.
Yeah. Yeah.
It appears as though Becky is adjusting a sign for like Good Morning San Francisco,
yes.
or whatever the name of Danny.
Oh yeah,
Tanner's
she's Danny's co-host on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if she was like
yes
the producer of the show or
so
the
in previous
president,
seasons
like...
she was just his co-host, I think, and then
okay.
and then she and Jesse get together, and now she's maybe more part of the family.
Jesse's. Girlfriend.
Well, I don't want to define her by the man she dates.
Well, and her own independent woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, oh, sorry, I didn't let you finish your sentence.
A very successful television host.
Yes, who's got a very handsome piece of arm candy.
Yeah,
yeah. That's how you do it. But she's like, great, we're going to go to Hawaii, and she's like, in front of the kids, she's like, man, I got some plans for us.
Oh, yes. You and me in Hawaii?
I know, this is going to be great. We'll make a pilgrimage to every single spot where Elvis shot Blue Hawaii in 61 and Paradise Hawaiian Style in 65. Oh, Becky, what could be more romantic?
I'll start making a list.
And he's like, yeah, we're going to go every single place that Elvis goes when he filmed Blue Hawaii. And she's like, I was thinking of something else.
Yeah.
But in fact, Jesse was right and she was wrong. Because what they're doing is just talking about Elvis and only Elvis.
To the point where she tries to end her life.
It. Yeah. They're like having a huge fight about it, stranded on this island next to a waterfall. And she like is so angered that she like dives like 50
She just jumps off a cliff.
Feet.
And good thing there was like a pool of water at the bottom.
And it's all in service of a gag because he jumps in after her and then like their heads surface above water and they just immediately continue their argument.
Start fighting.
Which is funny. But the resolution of that is that when they go to the big like luau at the end, she talks to the band leader and is like, hey, whisper, whisper. And he's like, yes, of course. And the band in front of like thousands of people plays an Elvis song and Jesse yeah. just goes up and sings the whole song.
Yep.
And
that's my
yeah, okay.
Hashtag swoon of the week. Well, it's specifically the way he gyrates his little butt and
that
hips.
Is swoony. That's swoony, and his singing is swoony, and everybody's yeah. into it. That's swoony. What's not swoony is like their whole fight was that he's spending too much time talking about Elvis. And
right.
the resolution of the fight is that she's like, you know what? I've just got to suck it up and let him do his thing and not get my thing. And I'm going to apologize for asking him to pay attention to me by doing more Elvis stuff.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Well, she's trying to show an interest in his
yeah,
interest.
For once.
You know?
Yeah.
Still
and all
Carnegie.
She wants to do is the horizontal mambo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they all sleep in... They all live in the same house in Full House? Do you think they all sleep in the same room when they travel?
Do they
all sleep in the same room in Full House?
I think Danny is quite well. They don't all sleep in the same room. It's not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Because San Francisco, I think, is very. I think it's the most expensive city in America.
Yeah, but
to get like a 7-bedroom house.
Yeah, if you're the host,
no way they could afford that.
I bet he picked up a big insurance, life insurance.
Oh, and he killed his wife.
I don't know what happened to his wife. I imagine.
I think she probably died in a wild magic surge.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into.
Okay, let's get into that now.
You want to get into that now?
Yeah.
I mean, I suspect that Danny and his deceased wife are the leaders of a circle of druids.
Okay.
Wild form druids.
Yep. And why
you
do you
more?
Suspect that?
No, you want more?
I'd like to know why, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, at the 7:45 mark, they're in Hawaii.
Yeah.
They're at the Turtle Bay Resort.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all swimming with sea creatures.
Yeah.
Jesse's riding a killer whale, and like you get the sense that they're in a big pool with sea
Jesse
creatures.
Literally rides a killer whale.
Yeah. And then Danny says, "Time's up, everyone out of the pool," and three dolphins leap out of the water.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And I assume that's the girls.
That's the girls.
That's DJ Stephanie and Michelle, who have taken the wild form of dolphin.
Okay. Well, and that explains a question that I had.
And when you really, the wild magic surge is a sorcerer ability, but when you roll that D100 to see what your wild magic surge is, it can be something as harmless as like flowers begin to grow in the immediate area around you, or it could be something as devastating as like you open a rift in space time and are dragged to hell to be tortured for eternity. Okay.
And so this is somewhere in between those things, where it's your.
Well, I think that's what happened to his wife.
Gotcha.
I think she's probably being tortured.
She's in like the Marianas Trench right now.
Yeah.
She's one of those like weird angler fish. It just went horribly.
Oh, she got stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they came to Hawaii.
Well, so this answers a question that I had for you, which is in fact a question that is posed by the show every week. And we maybe have gotten to the bottom of it already, which is incredible work. And would you like me to ask you the question?
Nah.
May I?
Oh, sure.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, evening TV.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, evening TV.
And those are other schools of magic.
Oh, I was thinking that the milkman and the paperboy are at the bottom of the Marianas Trench.
I mean, they might be, but
yeah.
The milk boy, the milkman is a man made of milk.
We can just say milk boy if you want, for just a shorthand for
the milk
both.
Boy
yeah.
is a man made out of milk, and the paper boy is a boy made out of paper.
Okay, yeah.
And they've been transformed that way by, I assume, Mrs. Tanner.
Yes, okay. So she's still exerting her
sorcerer battle.
Dark influence.
Yeah, I think she's still able to sort of like influence the world.
Okay, that's interesting.
Through evil machinations.
Yeah. Well, and one way that she's done it is that they're all trapped in there forever with him, the brothers. That's how it opens.
They're not allowed to leave the house.
He's like, you're not allowed to leave.
This is a prison of my own devising.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. Interesting lore.
Yeah, I mean, that's El Jefe, man.
Let's see. I already said the read my hips, so I've said almost everything that was in my notes, except to note that at one point, Danny does sweep the island.
He sweeps the island? Oh, yeah, because it's a pigsty.
Yeah, it's a funny gag, but it's also completely, like, completely insane behavior.
You're going to have to fill me in, I think, a little bit more on the world of Full House.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten, like, a taste of these characters, but is his thing, like, he's a neatnik?
Yeah.
Danny, what are you doing?
This island is a pigsty.
Okay. Like, he should be treated for it?
I mean, I now have come to believe it, like, because he, like, fashions a broom out of, like, a stick and some, you know, some branches.
They also build, like,
sweeping the dirt
hut.
On the island. Yeah, they build a fucking hut. It's insane. And nobody's, like, nobody's that panicked. Like, Jesse's just mad.
Yeah.
And they there's a running gag where they throw his
clipboard of fun.
Clipboard of fun into the ocean, and it keeps coming back. Like at one point, DJ is like fishing, and she's like, "Oh, I got something," and it's the clipboard of fun again.
I think it's probably his holy symbol.
What a hilarious show!
Very funny. And then she throws it back in the ocean. It's like, hey, that's littering.
Yeah, it's littering.
Also, their boat, who knows where the fuck that ended up?
No, no. And they don't seem
just
to care.
Just drifted off into sea.
I don't think that this is like a great introduction to Full House because it's mostly not like that. It's mostly like DJ is having problems at school.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be like a fun romp, like this family of like, you know, suburban tourists has to figure out how to like survive on the littlest island of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Surrounded by like, I would say, troubling depictions of like,
yeah. No, I'm
local
glad...
Maori natives.
Were that true, we might have to abort mission.
Yeah.
Because like, I think we can quite. You and I have been doing this for years, so we can quite capably just ignore the troubling
depictions
of like natives of Hawaii.
Yeah.
And just, you know, talk about other stuff. But if that, right. if this was going to be the theme of the show,
right.
I mean, who knows? It. Like we're going to do Perfect Strangers at some point. Like, fortunately they invented the country that Balky comes from,
yeah.
But it still probably Thank doesn't goodness. Totally hold up even for like an invented.
Oh,
country.
I'm sure they find some way to like do like disgusting caricatures of like Eastern European, actual Eastern European countries. I'm confident of that.
Anyway.
But yeah, so anyway, they do get rescued by the some like natives in like literally in like grass skirts carrying spears.
But they, it's a joke, right? Cuz they're like, "Oh,
and that is my
okay.
Burn of the week.
Burn of the week. Okay.
They get dragged through the jungle and then finally
they're like, "We're not alone on
the
island." Yeah.
And the guy's like, "Oh, we played a prank on you. Ha ha ha."
See, the skipper got us to the right island, just the wrong side of it.
You must be the owners of the boat that washed ashore. Sorry if we scared you, but we like to tease the tourists before we put them on stage. Pretty funny, eh?
Yeah,
we're just guys. We're just normal guys.
We're just guys, yeah.
Yeah.
And like, we work for the tourism industry.
Yeah, we're like,
here.
Yeah, we're just... modern day, yeah. Like Hawaiian guys.
Yeah. And it's weird that you thought that you were been like transported back in time to.
What do you think? You are Captain Cook?
Yeah. And I've got a burn.
Yeah, please.
There's a kind of a B plot. The B plot for Steph is that she's like, she reads something. And this is, again, this is kind of problematic. She like reads a sign that talks about like the Menehunes, which is like some Hawaiian native that like, I think it's, they're supposed to be magical in some way.
Yeah.
Not much comes of this plot.
I think
they're
like Hawaiian leprechauns kind of.
Who knows,
the way,
man,
that they're described.
Fortunately, they didn't get much into it.
Yeah.
But it did provide the substance for my burn. DJ is trying to persuade Steph that it's all a crock. And DJ says,
"Steph, Menehunes are make-believe, like Mickey Mouse."
And then Steph says,
"Oh, yeah? Then how come at Disneyland we shook hands with Mickey? Did you shake hands with a make-believe mouse?"
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's synergy.
And DJ is trapped in a logic trap of her own devising.
"No. Well, yeah. I don't know. I think you do know. Poor kid. Can't tell the difference between real and make-believe."
Yeah, she goes mad.
Yeah, she goes
after
insane.
That. Her mind is flayed. Yeah. That's synergy. That's product synergy.
Okay.
Because as we know, ABC is owned by...
Disney.
Yes.
Good. A lot of product synergy this week.
And of course, Mickey Mouse is real.
So I think we've said everybody's plot except Joey's. Joey's plot is that he immediately falls in love with a Hawaiian girl. Who's
like giving everyone lays as they
get off
the airplane.
Yeah. And he, in
she
order
keeps
to,
making bedroom eyes at him, though.
Yes, but since they're stranded on an island for most of the episode, in order to continue that plot while stranded on an island, he sometimes has a coconut will fall on his head and he has a hallucination.
I forgot about the coconut falling on his head. God, what a good show.
He has a catchphrase.
This is prime time, baby.
Which
this
he
is
didn't
prime
say.
Time.
Do you know his catchphrase? He didn't say
wine
it this
dine 69 you and I go golf for a while.
No.
That's what Alanis Morissette said it was.
You don't know what his catchphrase is?
No.
Real, for
I've
real?
I've never really seen the show.
When I do it, you're going to reckon you're going to like a part of your brain is going to be awakened and you're going to be like, I always knew that. How did I know that if I'd never seen the show? Are you ready?
Yeah.
He goes, cut it out.
Oh, yes. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like too legit.
Yeah.
Too legit.
No, it's cut like scissors quit. And then it like point and then out like point backwards with your thumb.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And MC Hammer took inspiration yeah. from it.
Yeah. So that's something to look forward to.
Whew. Good.
Woo.
Good, good.
Did we say everybody's plot? I don't know what Michelle's plot is.
She's I think just... so. Michelle's just kind of on along for the ride. For some yeah. reason, she's dressed like the eggplant emoji for most of the episode. Her bathing suit is like just clearly yeah. the eggplant emoji. And this That's is, funny. I don't know, 30 years before emojis existed?
Yeah, it's impressive.
Right?
Yeah, well, she's always ahead of her time.
Maybe 20 years.
Anything else you'd like to say about this episode?
Well, I would like to thank Northwest Airlines.
Yes. And I would like to thank the Turtle Bay Hilton and Country Club.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, Turtle Bay Hilton and Country Club.
Northwest Airlines, with a proud new look, was pleased to provide travel to Hawaii for Full House. Northwest Airlines to more than 200 cities in 21 countries.
No, I think we've already started to develop a lot of lore. I'm looking forward to seeing where the Tanner clan goes next in 4 weeks' time.
Yeah. I'll throw in a clip of me as Future Man now, just yeah, so you can get a taste of it.
Please do put in a clip of you as Future Man.
Yeah.
We'll post, if we can find a video of it, we'll post it in the Facebook group too.
Yeah. It.
Which everyone should, or we'll post it on the Patreon.
I wonder if it holds up.
I bet it will.
I mean, it was a long time ago. Who knows?
Yeah, and you know, the PETA stuff is usually pretty pretty digestible.
Pulled
pretty
a lot
easy
of punches.
To get down.
Didn't do or say anything that
extremely
doesn't stand
controversial.
The test of time. It's got a brief because PETA insisted on always would insist on this. It's got a brief like pretty gruesome like fur farm footage in it. It's mostly quite funny.
Yeah. Good. I'm looking forward to seeing that. For some reason, there's a feature on Facebook where you can like go see your friendship with another person. Like yeah. you can click, go to another person's profile and like click on their little like see more carrot. And so it's yeah. like, see your friendship. And it just shows all the times you two have been like connected on Facebook, like
yeah.
tagged in the same picture, written on one another's walls.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Future Man has always been at the top of our like,
oh,
how
yeah.
are you and Jack friends? Page. And I don't, that's the only reason I know about Future Man. I think you probably mentioned Tanner in yeah. the post for it.
That must be it because it's the Tanners.
Yeah.
That's got to be it. Yeah, we'll play a clip.
Now, this first chart shows the hideous cruelty that the Olsen twins are supporting by buying and wearing fur. And the second chart, which is a series of photos of the Olsen twins out in public, shows just how hideous they look in the 21st century. Not a pretty sight.
Just give us guys a second and we're gonna talk this over.
Okay. Can I see chart number two?
Get in.
Okay, we've come to a decision.
Well, what is it?
It just so happens that we agree with you.
Look, I know this isn't easy for the family, but there is a silver lining. At least you get your own room now, DJ.
Finally, my own room! I have to go tell Kate. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Nice knowing you, kid.
Folks, this is it. We're off to the fucking races. We did it.
Oh, God,
this
it's is... Friday.
Oh, God, it's Friday, and it's still Friday next week. It's still
Friday
the same
forever.
Friday. Like the Joey and Jesse.
Yeah.
We can't leave. We're trapped in this fucking simulation.
Yeah.
And by a prison. Druid, by a druid, by a wild form
druid
who's desperately trying. I think what's happening is he's desperately trying to get his wife back.
Yeah, that's like kind of why I assume they would stay in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like closer to the Mariana Trench.
Yeah.
But I guess San Francisco is also on the coast, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So
yeah, that's why he's in San Francisco.
And they all live in one room is what we decided.
They all live
they all
in one
sleep
room.
In the same room, right?
Yeah, it's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Because rent in San Francisco, don't get me started, right?
Yeah. and That's it. And what did we decide what we're calling the listeners yet?
I think let's maybe we want to come up with a name for each show.
Okay. Yeah. That's great.
That won't be too complicated.
That won't
right?
be too complicated at all.
And then this one, I mean, we could just call them the Tanners. I'd like
the
that.
Tanners. Yeah. We'll work on it.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank you very much for bearing with us for coming along for the ride with us. This is we're perpetually it's Friday.
Yeah. That's kind of fun. That's I don't fun. Mind that.
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
And next week, it's going to be Friday again, but the same Friday, just a half an hour later.
And do we know what we're watching?
I was hoping that you would today.
Let me look it up real quick.
I can't wait. Because some of these shows are going to, I think some of these shows are not as familiar as Full House.
I mean, none of them are familiar to me. I guess the one I've seen plenty of is Family Matters, weirdly.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I think is a later,
that's later
addition
yeah.
to the lineup.
Yeah, we may not get there for a while.
Oh, no, never mind. Next week, we will be watching season one, episode one of Family Matters.
Yes! Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! And then the week after that, we're going to be watching Perfect Strangers.
What a time to be alive!
I know. We're going to be dropped right into the middle of the Perfect Strangers run too, it looks like. So we're going to have to be doing a lot of catching up on that one too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have to learn a lot about whatever fictional Eastern European country Belk is from.
Meepos?
I think that's where Mork is from.
Really?
I don't know.
I'm going to Google it now.
Meepos?
Where is Balki from? Meepos.
Meepos.
Yeah.
Here's a question, Jack.
Yeah.
Technically, the last hour of the 3-hour TGIF block every
it's
Friday.
3 hours? Fuck. Okay. We didn't think this through.
Technically, the last hour of the 3-hour TGIF block Friday every Friday is 2020.
Okay. Maybe we skip 2020.
We should probably skip the 2020, huh?
Were people really like, thank God it's Friday. I can watch Perfect Strangers, Family Matters, and Full House, and then settle in for the hard-hitting investigation of 2020.
Yeah. Well, after that, it's going to be something called Free Spirit, which I don't think lasted very long because it was replaced by another show called Just the Ten of Us.
Now we're talking. And guess what? Here's a fun fact about Just the Ten of Us. It's a spinoff of Growing Pains.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think he's like their basketball coach. What fun, folks. What
this
fun
is
going
to be so
having.
Much fun. I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Tune in next week. Season.
These are little morsels, too. So if you want to watch along with us, it's really not that
oh,
hard.
Yeah. All the Full Houses are on HBO Max.
Yeah.
So.
And next week is season one, episode one of Family Matters. And you know what's fucking crazy? I remember watching it. I watched the first episode of it.
I think Urkel like is not as much of a presence in the first episode.
No.
Or in the first couple seasons,
maybe.
No,
it's barely about it. Yeah.
Well, they didn't know what they had on their...
I guess
they
not.
They didn't know the gold they were holding on to, you know? We'll figure it out.
Folks, thank you. And welcome to our show. Next week, Family Matters.
We'll come up with a fun nickname for you guys.
I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
And we would like to thank Northwest Airlines and Turtle Bay Hilton and Country Club for making the show possible.
Yes.
Look out Friday night. Come down to the show. Here we go. Full House Family Smiles. It's just the two of us, but I want it my way. We'll be here all night. Could be, we'll be here for a year. Strangers to our life. How did it come to this? So man, oh God, it's Friday.